Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Hey Menachos 5, and in today's Daf Yomi Gemara presents the position of Reish Lakish on the following matter. It says Reish Lakish Minchas HaOmer, that if you have a Korban Mincha that comes from the Omer, which is brought on the day after the first day of Pesach, Shekamatza Shalo Lishma, that for every Mincha You're required to do a kamitza, that you take off a portion of that which is then burnt on the altar. But let's say you did this without the right intent. So we say under those circumstances, Reish Lakish says, it is kashera. However, even though it is kashera, it has not fulfilled your obligation of bringing the omer offerings. And so therefore we say, like all minchos that are nikmatsu shelo lishman, they are still kosher, but they have not fulfilled your obligation. And continues Reish Lakish, v'shiyareha einech that under these circumstances, because the Omer offering is something that allows you to eat from the new grain, and so this, and under these circumstances, even though we say it's kosher, since it was not done for the intent of the Omer, so therefore you have not fulfilled your obligation of bringing an Omer, therefore the remnants of this Mincha cannot be eaten by the Kohanim until you bring another Mincha which will allow it to be eaten, because the Omer every year comes from the new crop, and we say the Chadash, the new crop, is prohibited to be eaten until the Omer is brought, and so therefore, since the first Omer that was brought without the right purposes, shelo lishma, has not fulfilled your obligation, therefore it is not acting as a matir for the new grain. The new grain is not allowed to be eaten yet. And so therefore it itself cannot be eaten. And so therefore you cannot eat from this grain until you bring another Omer according to halacha. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, mikrav hechi karva, if it's the case that you can't eat from this omer, how can it ever be brought on the altar? Okay, we say it's kosher because something that's not lishma by a mincha is still kosher according to Reish Lakish. Nevertheless, how can it be brought? We have a principle that if something cannot be eaten, it can't be brought on the altar itself, because it states in Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 15, Yisrael, that you bring a lamb from the sheep, it needs to be Mimashke Yisrael. And the Chachamim expounded from the phrase Mimashke Yisrael, that it means, Mashke, by the way, can mean eating or can mean drinking. There's different approaches of what it means, but it means, in this context, the Gemara is saying that the only thing that could be brought is Minamutar Yisrael, only something that is permitted for the Jewish people to eat is something that can be brought on the altar as an offering. And so therefore, under these circumstances, since this carbon is not yet ready to be eaten, how can we say it's going to be brought on the altar? So comes along Rav Ahada Bar Ava, and he says, no, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that since later on that day there was going to be another offering that's going to be brought, the Omer offering is going to be brought on the altar, so therefore what's preventing this Omer offering that was done with the wrong intent from being eaten? The fact that there was not yet brought a proper Omer offering, but that Omer offering is going to be brought later in the day. So Reish Lakish is of the opinion that even though this Mincha that was brought before and for the wrong purposes, it's Mechuser Zman, it's still not yet kosher because the proper Omer has not yet been brought. Nevertheless, since it's going to be brought later that day, we're going to say that we're not going to view it as disqualified. Ein Mechuser Zman bo bayom. For that very day, we're not going to view it as Mechuser Zman. And so therefore, the concept is something which will be able to be brought later that day, we're going to consider it as though it was already brought. And so therefore, even though at the time that you are bringing it up on the altar, it is not yet permitted to be eaten, so it's not yet Mashke Yisrael, nevertheless, since it's going to have a second offering later that day, therefore we're going to say, even at this moment, it is considered to be Mashke Yisrael, and so therefore it's going to be able to be brought. So this concept of Mashke Yisrael means Minamutar Yisrael, that the only thing that could be brought is something that is mutar for the Jewish people. So first of all, the Avos Yonasan points out, well, how can we ever bring blood up on the altar? That's the basic essence of a korban, is to bring the blood. And so that's certainly not something that is mutar Yisrael. We know that there's a direct prohibition against eating blood. So how is it the case that any blood can go up on the altar if we have this concept of Mashke Yisrael? And So therefore, we have to say that the blood, he says, is not really brought on the altar. That immediately when it goes up on the altar, it immediately is connected to the fire of heaven. And so therefore, we don't view the blood as really like touching the altar. And so therefore, what about the blood of the shlamim? That is spilled on the altar, and the flesh is eaten by the owners. Meaning to say, the flesh is not something that combines immediately with the fire in heaven. And so therefore, that's why the flesh is something that could be eaten by the owners. That's the Mashke Yisrael. But the blood itself is never really going up on the altar. And there's a very, very powerful concept in the idea of Ein Mechusar Zman L'Bo Bayom, that if it's going to happen on the same day, we don't view it as though it's Mechusar Zman. I mean, say we view it as though it's already happened. And so therefore, the Shem Yishmuel says in this concept that since we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for sure going to redeem the Jewish people, it's a promise that Hashem is going to redeem us, and we're just missing the we're waiting for the time, even though the time has not yet come, we know it's going to come, and so therefore we should view the Jewish people as though we're mechusar zman or bo bayom. And so we say therefore we're not really missing it because we know it's going to happen, and so therefore the Jewish people, even though we have not yet been redeemed by the coming of the Mashiach, we should still view ourselves as though we're in a redeemed state. Since we know for sure the redemption will come, we should view ourselves as part of the redemption already. And that's the powerful concept of ein mechusar zman bo bayom. Even though it hasn't happened, view ourselves as completely redeemed, even though the redemption has not yet arrived.